Home care workers provide essential services for many seniors and people with disabilities, but often earn low wages in return. As part of his major infrastructure overhaul, President Joe Biden has proposed $400 billion to create jobs and raise wages for the care workforce. 90.5 WESA's Kate Giammarisi takes us on the job with one Pittsburgh home care worker.
Those jeans, or do you want the other pair?
It's shortly after 10 o'clock on a recent Monday night. Home care worker Erica Payne is starting her job for the evening in Pittsburgh's South Hills. Payne is at the home of her client and is helping her pick out her clothes for tomorrow. She's 60, and because of an accident many years ago, uses a wheelchair to get around and has limited use of her arms. Her client didn't want to have her name in this story for privacy reasons. Payne is one of several home care aides who help her with daily activities. And tonight, Payne is here to get her ready for bed and is helping her brush her teeth.
I'll hand it to her and let her position it in her mouth. And then when she's ready, I'll turn it on. And she'll move it around her mouth.
Payne has a lot on her to-do list tonight. She'll check her client's medications, empty her catheter, help get her undressed, comb her hair, and use a lifting device to move her from her wheelchair into the bed. This is the daily work of home care, assisting with the tasks that many people don't think about, but that are critical to an individual's independence and dignity. Payne is a home care worker four nights a week, caring for her client, but she also works as a rideshare and food delivery driver. If she wants to take a day off from her home care job, it's unpaid. Many say the nation's caregiving system is in crisis. Home care workers in the U.S. earn around $13 or $14 an hour on average, according to federal statistics. That's less than $30,000 a year. Women of color are often the ones earning these low wages and are a disproportionate share of workers in the field. Payne says she supports the Biden administration's plan to boost wages and believes it will benefit both clients and caregivers.
They have to have some type of insurance and pay days off, like it's a real profession, because it is. They have to have training. They have to know what they're doing, not just to feel competent, but to be competent at their job.
The Biden plan has not yet become a bill in either the House or Senate. But the proposal has the support of many Democrats, including Pennsylvania's senior U.S. Senator Bob Casey, who touted the plan on a call last month with reporters.
Families across our Commonwealth and across our country need a lot of help. They need help as well with services and supports to care for older Pennsylvanians. And of course, they need help caring for those loved ones who have a disability.
But Democrats' slim majorities in Congress make the fate of Biden's infrastructure plan uncertain. Republican senators, including Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey, offered a counterproposal last month that would leave out home care. Toomey and others say an infrastructure plan should be limited to the more traditional definition, things like roads and bridges. But others say workers like Erica Payne are infrastructure. Karen Jacobson runs the Emmaus Community of Pittsburgh, which provides services to people with intellectual disabilities. She has been a longtime advocate for investments in the caregiving workforce.
How do we shift a culture's thinking? We have to start valuing the most vulnerable, and we have to value the people who care for them.
Jacobson hopes the current political debate will change how people think about caregiving.
Why can't the nursing home worker and the group home worker and the child care worker be paid a really good living wage? They're doing, one could argue, more important work. They have people's lives at stake.
In the meantime, home care workers like Payne will be hard at work tonight. Kate Giammarisi, 90.5 WESA News.